Thailand's seven-week political crisis moved toward resolution as anti-government protest leaders lent conditional support to a national reconciliation plan from Thai Prime Minister Apisit Wechachiwa. The development may avert potential violence in Thailand. The government recently threatened to clear commercial and retail areas in the capital, Bangkok, where the so-called red shirt protesters have been camped out since early April. The protests, led by the United Democratic Front Against Dictatorship, have been held in support of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. The red shirts aimed to pressure the government to resign and hold early elections, saying their goal was greater democracy in the country. Mr. Apisit's reconciliation plan calls for holding parliamentary elections on November 14th, about a year ahead of schedule. The Prime Minister's proposal is offered on the condition that protesters agree to a five-point reconciliation process. UDD spokesman Sean Boonprakorn said his group thinks the plan is a good start.
We welcome it. We welcome this framework. I think if Mr. Apisit would like to see no more body counts within the framework of peace, step-by-step negotiation, I think it's a good direction. The time frame in terms of an election is a little bit too long from our standpoint.
Support for the protests comes mostly from the rural and urban poor and working class, who support Mr. Thaksin's populist economic policies. The Prime Minister was ousted in a coup in 2006 and fled Thailand in 2008, evading a two-year jail term for corruption. UDD sources told VOA Mr. Thaksin backs the reconciliation plan. On Monday, Mr. Apisit set out the plan's details in a televised address to the nation and later in an address to Parliament. Mr. Apisit said the plan included protection of the monarchy, amendments to the constitution, an independent committee to investigate violence that killed 27 people and wounded several hundred other people, both civilian and military. But growing acts of civil disobedience, including the uncovering of weapons held by red shirt supporters, raised fears a government crackdown on the demonstrators could lead to further bloodshed. Mr. Apisit told journalists the government is determined to clear the protest area in the days ahead. Chulalongkorn University economist Somphat Manorangsang says the moves to end the protests mark a major step to easing social tensions.
If the election is a bit, it's quite good news for Thailand, because we can get the deadlock breakthrough, because now we can be quite afraid of the catastrophic confrontation that's quite likely to take place. The event's still going on.
The plan had received support from academics, rights groups and the business sector, with the stock market climbing 30 points amid signs of easing tensions. Armed forces and police have been out in large numbers patrolling Bangkok Centre, where the protest rallies have shut down hundreds of retail stores, leaving people out of work and businesses with millions of dollars in losses. The government has prepared a special budget to assist employees and businesses hardest hit by the closures and protests. The protests, the most severe in 20 years, revealed deep social divisions that international commentators such as Human Rights Watch said bordered on a potential civil war. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.